teen testifies in opposition to gender-affirming medical treatment, regrets double mastectomy. By Penny Starr on June 30, 2022. A teen girl who was medically treated to transition into a boy, including having a double mastectomy, testified about the damage done to her future. "I will never be able to breastfeed a child," Chloe Cole said Tuesday at a California Assembly hearing on legislation that would make the state a sanctuary for minors seeking to alter their biological sex through drugs and surgery. "I have blood clots in my urine," the girl said. "I am unable to fully empty my bladder. I do not yet know if I am capable of carrying a child to full term." Cole said that when her parents sought help when she told them at age 13 that she wanted to be a boy, they were pressured to agree with her. "My parents were given the threat of suicide as a reason to move me forward in my transition," Cole said. At 15, Cole asked to have her breasts removed. She attended a class with other teen girls who said they wanted to be boys. "None of us were going to be men," Cole said. "We were fleeing from the uncomfortable feeling of becoming women. I was unknowingly physically cutting off my true self from my body irreversibly and painfully. Our trans identities were not questioned," she said. "Despite having therapists and attending the top surgery class, I really didn't understand all the ramifications of any of the medical decisions I was making," Cole said. "I wasn't capable of understanding and it was downplayed consistently." The Epoch Times reported on Cole's appearance at the hearing, which was praised by those who believe minors should not make life-altering decisions. The bill would prohibit law enforcement agencies from arresting or extraditing parents charged in other states or nations for child abuse or other crimes related to allowing minor children to receive these medical treatments. Aaron Friday, an attorney, argued against the bill, claiming it unconstitutional for California to disrespect the laws of other states. She argued SB 107 would not just provide sanctuary for parents fleeing the law in other states, but would make California a refuge for all children who want to access transgender medicine and surgery. "No questions asked. No real mental health assessment, no minimal diagnosis and no parental consent. So long as the minor child can get to California, she can order up any type of irreversible treatment," she said. "Children cannot consent," Cole said. Vote no on SB 107. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.